I got involved with the Iditarod dating back to 2010 was my first year on the trail. Became interested as an employee with another veterinarian in Texas who was good friends with a trail veterinarian, and they had conversed over the phone, and he was telling me stories of this another trail veterinarian. And I happened to, by happenstance, at a football game of all places, meet the trail veterinarian, and we got to talking about how I might get involved, and he pointed me to the right people, and that's how I started, applied, and was accepted.
Perfect.
I'm here today and involved in the Iditarod for several reasons, primarily it's for the dogs. I really enjoy working and with these athletes and to see their dedication and just their overall determination and demeanor. Over the years, we've met a lot of good people out here, so it becomes kind of a family reunion when we get together. It's another reason. And the challenge, you know, just being in the elements, just the challenge involved has helped me stay interested and plan to continue as a trail veterinarian for many years to come. I guess one of my most memorable Iditarod experiences was my first year in 2010, and I thought that I was fortunate enough as a rookie veterinarian to be able to be a trail veterinarian at Roan Checkpoint, which is one of the more beautiful, you know, typical wilderness checkpoints. And from there, immediately being flown into Cripple, where it was 47 below that night and working all night, and I'd never been in temperatures that cold. But those were two, I thought, very excellent checkpoints, and just felt very fortunate and met a lot of good people that year that I still keep in touch with. What do I know for sure in life? I know there's a lot of good people in this world. I know that God has a plan for all of us, and that's what keeps me going.